So Mark Herbert's with us, who's got the documentary about the Straw Dogs on Saturday night, and then Straw Dogs itself is on Channel 4 all of this.
It's on Channel 4 on Sunday night. It had been banned on Sunday night, because it had been banned until last year, although, as you said before, if you couldn't get it on video, you just weren't trying, but it wasn't legal.
Is it still shocking? Because the thing about Straw Dogs, it was always shocking. Has it lost its power over the last 30 years?
Well, you know, I find this stuff hard to say, because, you know, I still can't understand why people come to me and say, oh, I saw that Exorcist, I thought it was really dull. And I just go, what? You know,
that's because they want to be contrary. That's
no, but I do, mate. Also, some, you know, 12-year-olds.
No, it's not.
It is scary.
My boy saw it at 15. My daughter still won't watch it. And I'm happy with it. Normally, I say, oh, come on.
Yeah.
I would never ask anyone to see it.
No, because it really is genuinely scary. Well, the thing with Straw Dogs, it really is genuinely tough. And what's incredible about it is that Dustin Hoffman's, you know, the sort of star of it. You think Dustin Hoffman is the graduate and all those sort of things.
He's 56 now, Dustin Hoffman, by the way.
Well, he's in the documentary. He's fantastic. He looks great. And, you know, Dustin Hoffman is in a movie that's coming out 2 weeks' time, in which he plays a kind of gang boss type character. He does an awful lot of that in independent movies now. And, he is a really, really good actor.
Did you meet him for the documentary?
At Los Angeles, yeah.
And how was it?
Very nice. Very, very nice.
Yeah. But how difficult was it for Susan George to film
incredibly
that part?
Difficult.
I mean,
incredibly
difficult. You say Dustin Hoffman's the star, but in some ways she had the hardest job.
Well, she had a very, very hard time with Peckinpah, because Peckinpah was a man's man, and Peckinpah did treat women very, very badly by everyone's admission.
She never worked so well since, and she's never, I mean, you'd never think of Susan George as... apart from the Straw Dog, you never think
Mandingo,
of her. But you never think of her as a powerhouse actress. You know what I mean?
But in Straw Dog,
that you would have thought she'd
have been. Yeah, well, certainly it is a career-making performance. And of course, actually, she, to her great credit, you know, had always supported the film. In fact, her production company afterwards was called Amy International, still is to this day, and she still thinks it's the greatest thing she ever did.
And in some ways, she's been overshadowed by it ever since.
Well, it is like if you were in a movie like Straw Dogs, you are never going to get away from it. She says, you know, every week somebody comes up and asks her about it. The thing that the problem that she had with it is that there's a scene in which she's very badly attacked by two men, and basically Peckinpah wouldn't tell her what was involved in the scene, and she kept saying, I need to know, and he said, I won't tell you. So she went through the whole of the movie not knowing what was finally going to be required of her, and then when he finally did tell her what was going to be required of her, Peckinpah, he was a scary guy, and he said, well, this is what's going to happen, and she said, no, Sam, I'm not going to do that, and he said, yes, you are, and she said, no, Sam, I'm not going to do that, and you're going to have to find yourself another Amy, and she walked on the project, and they were, you know, all these big guys and the rest of it, you know, and she stood her ground, and in the end they ended up doing it the way that she wanted to do it. So I've got an immense amount of respect for her. We spent time with her down in Suburban, you know, which shooting that, and she is a really, really sound person.
Yeah, I can imagine. As I say, but she does seem to have been overshadowed by that one huge role since then.
Absolutely, but you know, but in the same way though, I mean, Marlon Brando was overshadowed by The Godfather. I mean, doing one really, really good film.
No, but Susan George, you just think, because she became kind of, you know, more, you just associate her more with being Susan George rather than
Absolutely. Yeah. And it is really funny, because I'm sure that there's a lot of people who are Susan George fans who've never seen Straw Dogs who will go, oh, look, that Straw Dogs is on television. That's Susan George, isn't it?
Four knowledge of the thing. So what's going on with films now? We said about Julie there, and we're all looking forward to that. But
it's a stinky summer.
It's a terrible summer. Nothing in the cinemas I really want.
No, but you know, here's the way you can tell how bad of a summer it is this. When I came out of Terminator 3, I said, you know, well, it's rubbish, but it's nothing like as terrible as it could have been. And that was the point I realized. You know this thing about lowered expectations?
Yeah.
When you've had a summer which starts off with The Matrix Reloaded, I love The Matrix. Matrix Reloaded is like, you know, 90 minutes of great chase sequence and an hour and a half of terrible talking. Hulk, have you seen Hulk?
No, I haven't seen anything. Right.
Right, well, Hulk is, you know, it's just this. Of all the things that you could have got someone like Ang Lee to do, to get him to do Hulk. So you've got like an hour of people going, oh, yes, family is very complicated. Oh, my relationship with my father is very difficult. Oh, genetic engineering. And after that, suddenly it's boing! Big green guy in purple pants.
It's rubbish.
And then in the middle of
rubbish
it,
in the summer of notably rubbish.
In the summer of rubbish. Oh. But the thing that really stinks the place up, and I can't believe how nice critics are being. I mean, somebody must have put something in the water. Pirates of the Caribbean. Pirates of the Caribbean
it's
is a
stars,
dog of intergalactic proportion.
Have you ever done the ride though?
No.
Ah, well there you are.
Well there.
I find, you know, as much like people have got to watch your documentary before enjoying Straw Dogs, I find, unless you've written Pirates of the Caribbean, Amy, you've
I'm going to Disneyland. I'm going in a couple of weeks' time. For the first time.
And you'll reevaluate it. What's
I will
right?
say, the most exciting thing I think that's happening in cinema over the summer is the mod season down at the National Film Theatre.
What did you got to see?
I went to see Smashing Time Friday, which was just such a
movie. With Rita Tushingham.
Yeah.
That's a great film.
And, you know, we came out and we were like, oh, Brenda, what do you think about that? Well, I don't know, Yvonne.
You come out of every film like that.
Yes. But anyway,
it's got a great theme tune as well, isn't it? It's been a smashing time.
Yeah, and great London picture, great themes of swinging 60s London down Carnaby Street. Anyway, you know, the big picture is on BBC London 94.9 every Saturday between 12 and 2, and they're going to be talking about the mod season, and also talking about Jacques Tati, and loads of film reviews as well. Jason Solomons is in for Peter Kern for the next 3 weeks.
All right, but Peter, he's good. Watch out.
If
you've got any laurels, don't rest on them, because the current...
I know Peter Kern, of course he's...
I saw him having drinks the other day with the head of Radio 5.
Did you? Yes,
I did.
Can I just say... on the Jacques Tati front.
Just about to say something.
Jacques Tati? Not funny.
Just about to
precisely.
Say
precisely. Absolutely the least funny thing I've ever seen pass on the show.
That's rubbish.
Just not funny at all.
I see Michael Palin, and by the way, you may get your face smashed into Hamburg here because Amy likes her French films.
Okay.
But under Jacques Tati, and turn that one on. You see someone like Michael Palin, then that's it. It's the funniest film ever made. And so you think, I'll have another go at that.
Yeah.
And you have another go at it, and another
and
go.
And another one.
And it's just not funny.
Watching it.
He walks around in a long coat with a funny hat, and occasionally bumps into a bench.
But you see him chewing the stem of the pipe, you think, I must watch a Morecambe and Wise. That's all you think. We'll be right back. Where you go.